Galatians 1:6 through 10, no other gospel. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Paul is writing to the church in Galatia, a church that he has planted and has taught the truth, and now he's receiving letters telling him that they are now turning from that gospel. They're believing these other false doctrines. And so he's saying, I'm astonished. You know, I cannot believe that you guys are turning from the gospel you know and turning to a different one. And then he says, verse 7, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. And even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel or other than what you accepted, let them be under God's curse. That's big. That's heavy. You can hear his righteous anger. You can hear his sternness. You can hear his sadness of his people, his church. He loves his church. Paul always addresses his churches with beloved. You know, beloved, I love our work in Christ together. I mean, he loves, he weeps, he pines for his people. But more than that, he pines for them to be focused on Christ and the only living God. At the same time, these same people, probably because they were believing in another doctrine and swaying away from Christ, they were being, let's talk about Paul being searching for the approval of men and being one of those guys. And so he ends this section, which is very stern, but rightfully harsh and totally true. Verse 10, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. Boom, that's like a drop the mic, walk off stage kind of end to this section. Go to BibleAndABeard.com. It's going to lead you to my SoundCloud account of just various sermons that I've attempted to teach. But we do go to the one that says a read through Galatians. And it's only like 10 minutes long. And it's all of us in the college group, we just took turns reading a section. And it's just such a blessing, not only to read full scripture, just to hear it all in one instead of just these little chunks so you can get the full like story of it and all of it in context, but just hearing God's people read, different voices reading the Word of God, it's super powerful and wonderful. But this chunk of verse, man, really speaks true to what's happening in the world today, and obviously it was happening back then, but we need to be standing firm to the gospel, to the Bible that we know to be true. And regardless of what sounds good or what's tickling our ears, because there's going to be a lot of stuff coming up, you guys. There's so many false doctrines arising and using Christ's name in that. And we need to be firmly planted in the Bible or we're going to be swayed to and fro as well. And that can't be happening because there's only hell in it for us in the end if we do that. God has given us every tool and every power to withstand the enemy and fight our flesh and to believe in him firmly. So we need to be praying for that and reaching for that and striving for holiness and righteousness through the power of the Holy Spirit alone. So I love you guys and be encouraged by this letter and go to BibleAndABeard.com and read, listen to a read through Galatians. It's a blessing.